sir. Excuse me? I'm from Autoville Radio. Yes. I'm doing some recordings. You know speak English? I'm from Autoville Radio. I'm going around with microphone to do some recordings of what's happening here after cyclone.
Yeah.
With consequences for villages, for people. Maybe I can have ask you some few questions.
Awesome.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Maybe we can go a little bit away from the boat chaser.
Ah, sure.
Yeah? Okay. You're living in this town?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the name of this town?
Periamoliya Chowdi.
Ah, okay. Okay. I don't able to repeat, I think, but okay.
Periamoliya Chowdi.
Okay, thank you. How long have you been living here in this town?
It's me?
Yes.
Yeah, I am living 27 years.
27 years.
Okay.
Have you seen a cyclone like this while you were living here in this?
Yeah,
town?
It's very, very heavy.
Yeah.
Very heavy. So many damages.
Yes. What are main damages to houses or? What are main damages?
Main damages are so many trees,
yes.
Transformers.
Yeah.
Houses.
Mm-hmm. You have any electricity now?
Yeah. If you're now clearing electricity, so many electricity was damaged.
Okay, yeah. You have clean water or something you can use?
Yeah, daily we are providing generator.
Generator, yeah. For water pumps? Or
no, we are providing government.
Ah, okay, yes, okay. Yeah. And what you're doing now?
Now cut the trees.
Cut the trees, yeah.
Helping for government.
Yeah, okay. And is government doing this for you or you have to
do it? Yeah, government and also doing via people.
Okay, you do yourself. Yeah, okay. How much work you have, you think? How many weeks, how many months?
Enna evlo naal avun kekkranga.
Edho mudiyudha.
I think 3 or 4 days.
3 or 4 days.
People are working very hard.
Yeah.
D-H-A-G-A.
Yeah.
Like Bhagavad Gita.
Okay. And you live here on the beach in Autoville?
Yes.
Yes, for how many
Since
years?
20 years.
Since 20 years already.
Mm-hmm.
That's a long time. Mm-hmm. Now with this cyclone passing, have you ever experienced something like this in the 20 years you live here?
72. Mm-hmm. At the beginning of my stay. I mean, on the beach, I live permanently since 20 years, but in Orville since 40 years. So it was a year when I came in 72, there was quite a heavy cyclone too.
Yeah.
But at that time, I had just come since about 6 months or something. Mm. And I had no idea it was a cyclone.
Yeah.
I thought it was just a monsoon. Okay. No, I have some funny memories actually, but it is not what you are after. You are after this cyclone, which was not fun.
No.
Even after. Because indeed it's a lot of work now too.
Yeah, I've been walking around now just a little bit here on the beach and it seems totally deserted.
Mm-hmm.
Not much life here going on. Normally I think there's many people here.
Yes and no. We are not many people living permanently here. But many people come during the day.
Yeah.
Already for the early breakfast in the community kitchen and then the cafe opens after 9:30 till 5:30 like that, and the kitchen takes over again, and people are happy with it. But you have probably heard also of this problem with coastal erosion, beach erosion.
Actually, I haven't.
Because of the port which they have built stupidly in Pondicherry the wrong way and everything, in spite of the warnings of the environmentalists. So the beach has shrunk quite a bit.
So that's why the water is so close.
Oh, it was quite far.
Yeah.
Still have postcards from long back, which shows the beach the way it used to be. So it's our coconut trees seem to be really resilient, probably because they are more flexible.
Yeah.
You see, they are more supple. Most of the trees know to bend only by breaking.
Yeah.
So at least we don't have that much a proportion of our trees which have fallen down.
Yeah.
But here it is because the cyclone just happened when we thought we were we wouldn't have any problem anymore with the water coming close, you see? Because now actually we are in the season when the beach will be building up a bit again. You see? So normally we had nothing to worry about anymore. So I hope this time it is really we have half a year or something at least, you see? To recover, to put the place back, you know, pleasant the way it is normally. But this is a major problem. And if you add cyclones on top of that, it doesn't help because you see it digs in. And then some of our buildings here are very close.
Yeah, I see.
My house is slightly less in front than a few other buildings, but here the land is all in length. You know, there is no distance to fall back to. So that's the way this land is, you know, all lengthwise along the shore. So, and of course, all our guest huts want to have the sea view, etc. So everything mostly has been built right behind the fence.
Yeah.
And normally it's so pleasant and nice, but when you have big waves coming, then it becomes.
I see most of the huts are destroyed, I see. Most of them are destroyed.
So, and it is the only income for the place. And people appreciate those huts very much, you know, all the time I receive phone calls, you see, How's it doing? Excuse me,
Yeah,
this
sure.
This is my backyard. I
see if they're not destroying anything more.
Or taking away things which they think should go away and should not.